USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sealing the deal. President Trump sits down with leaders of Canada and Mexico at the G20 summit in Argentina this morning and signs a new trade deal to replace NAFTA.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
Congress, as well as lawmakers in Canada and Mexico, must still ratify that agreement. President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is going to be sentenced on the 5th of March after a hearing today in Washington, D.C. Earlier this week, the special counsel Robert Mueller's team accused Manafort of violating his plea agreement by lying to the FBI, something Manafort's lawyers deny. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A high-speed San Diego Border Patrol chase ends in a crash that's left 3 people dead, 8 injured. Border Patrol agents were chasing a truck on Interstate 8 when the truck crashed and overturned. The California Highway Patrol said the truck had reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour. Law enforcement mourning the loss of another one of its own.
A U.S. Marshal was shot and killed while serving a felony warrant.
That's the chief of police in Tucson, Arizona, where the agent was killed trying to serve the warrant against a man suspected of stalking another law enforcement officer. That suspect's now in custody. Pressure from Congress now convincing the Veterans Affairs Department to pay student veterans all the benefits they're due under the Forever GI Bill. That after VA officials had said that they would not retroactively pay vets who were underpaid because of a computer error. Remains of another World War II Tuskegee Airman have been found and identified. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A suspect in the Alabama mall shooting is now in custody. U.S. Marshals arresting a 20-year-old suspect in the Atlanta area yesterday. Aaron Brown is charged with attempted murder for the Thanksgiving shooting at the River Chase Galleria in Hoover, Alabama. Police shot and killed a young black man at the mall that day, but later said he wasn't actually the gunman. Starbucks will start blocking pornography on its store's Wi-Fi starting in 2019, a company spokesperson telling NBC News that viewing porn on Starbucks Wi-Fi has always violated policy, but the company now has a way to stop it from happening. The announcement comes after the Internet Safety Advocacy Group Enough is Enough launched a porn-free campaign that was also aimed at McDonald's back in 2014. And the Atlantic hurricane season officially ends today. It was an active one with 15 named storms and 8 hurricanes. Those storms included Hurricane Michael, which made landfall as a Cat 4 storm on the Florida Panhandle. Communities there are still struggling to recover from it. The damage from the storm estimated in the billions of dollars. Hurricane Florence was a Category 1 when it hit North Carolina in September, but it lacked wind, but it made up for it in rainfall. The Carolinas getting feet of rain, which led to catastrophic floods. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.